Okay, the way side today's daf is daf ayin vav. We're holding the fifth line from the top of the Gemara, where the Gemara asks, "Imahu kalosa asura afi kalosa asura." What is this talking about? You recall that yesterday we started off the new inyan, the new sugya about Elohein Hanisrafim, the brand new parak, and the only one that it says in the Torah beferish is chamoisoi. Besides Bas Koyin, how did we know all of the others? So the Gemara went through a series of psukim, heina heina, zima zima, yeah. And therefore, the Gemara said we extend it beyond Chamoisai, not only from Lamata Lamala, we also go from Lamala Lamata, and therefore we include all to the Bita, and the Bas Bita, and the Bas Bina. And then at the top of Ayin Hei Omid Beis, Omer Abaya, Hochika Omer Minayin Lasi She'er Habo Mimenu, K'She'er Habo Mimeno. How do we know that the same thing applies to his side of the family? Meaning, that in addition to...
I'm quoting here, before we get back here.
Exactly.
He's reviewing this.
Oh, thank you very much. So I was also wondering what we were up to. Okay, thank you. So Abaye tells us that just like we learn a limut, that the din of Sreifa applies to Bita and Bas Bino and Bas Bita, the same thing also applies to Bitoi, Bas Benoi, and Bas Bitoi. How do I learn it? That was the lashon of Abaye. I mean, I last shared haba mimenu, his children, offspring. Very good. How do we know that they have the same din kisher haba mimenu, like her offspring? Nemar kan zima, nemar halan zima. And the Gemara said, heina heina, zima zima. That was the Gemara's conclusion, that bitoy and bas benoy have the same status like bito, bas benoy, bas bito. Okay, very good. And then you recall, the Gemara asks, oh, so you're equating his family to her family. If that's the case, why don't we do the same thing? Legabe Eim Imoy should be like Eim Chamoisoi. Just like we said that Eim Chamoisoi is Bisreifa, then maybe Eim Imoy should also be Osur. What Misa would we give her? It depends if you hold Doimino, Umino, Doimino, the Uki Basra. Either she would go and get Skila, or she would get Sreifa, because we're learning one from the other. And the Gemara went through a whole back and forth, Abaye and Rava. And now the Gemara is going to do the same type of analysis vis-a-vis Kalosai. And that is, back on Daf Nun Gimel, we learned that one of those which are the Niskalim is the Kala. Kala doesn't mean like we think of Chus and Kala. Kala means a daughter-in-law. What did the Mishnah say? Back on Nun Gimel, Elohein Haniskalim, Habala Eim, Bal Ishasavi Al HaKala. So if a person were to live with his own daughter-in-law, Rachmona Litzlon, then there would be an Isser of an Oynish of Skila. That's what it says in Yena Mishnah. So now the question is, what about her Kalosa? Meaning, she comes into a marriage and she has already a married son, married to her daughter-in-law, and now the new husband and wife, and we're talking about a Zivik Shiny, for at least for her, presumably for him as well, and therefore now she brings into the marriage not only her children, but also her daughter-in-law. What would happen if her new husband were to live with her daughter-in-law? Now, if you think, well, this is kind of far-fetched, it's not far-fetched, because if it would be her daughter, that would even be Befeish in the Mishnah, that's what it says in the Pasuk about Bito and Bas Beno, but they're not related to him at all. It's her daughter. Erbas Isho Vita Loisigali is Bas Beno, Vis Bas Bito. Not related to him. The fact that she brought it into the marriage, her daughter or her granddaughter, if the husband lives with one of them, Chas V'Shalom, there's a din of Sreifa. So what happens if instead of, or in addition to, this young lady bringing in her daughter, she also brings in a daughter-in-law? And if her new husband were to live with that daughter-in-law, what would be the din? From our Mishnah, and from the Mishnah in Daf Nun Gimel, it sounds like there's nothing wrong with it. Obviously, not as long as she's married to her husband. Avada tereishas ish. But what happens if she gets divorced, or if the husband were to die? Is there an issue of kalosa? Just like there's a din of an iser on kalosai. And that's the Gemara's question. Why is the Gemara posing this question? Because since Abaye said, we try to equate sher haba mimenu to sher haba mimenu, so we're saying that basically the same. So the Ibazoi, just like kalosai is osir to him, maybe kalosa should also be osur to him. And that's the Gemara's clear.
Is domino a general principle?
We're going to get to domino tomorrow.
Okay.
Imak hu kalasoi asur, just like he is not allowed to live with own kalasoi, his own daughter-in-law. Afi kalasoi asur, maybe he should not be able to go and live with his stepdaughter-in-law, meaning her daughter-in-law. Is there such an issur? Omar Abai, there's no such issur. Because Omar Kra, the pasuk says, Eshet bin cha. What do I need the extra Eshet bin Chayi? If you look at the pasuk in its entirety, Erves Kalos Chaloi Segale, that's your Kala, don't live with her. Eshet bin Chayi, Loi Segale Ervaso. Now, what does the pasuk have to say? Eshet bin Chayi. The Gemara assumes that everybody knows that Koloscha means a daughter in law. So, why do I have to go and dramatize and emphasize Eshet bin Chayi? Oh, Eshet bin Chayi, Mishem, Eshet bin Chatu Machai, Yad Machai, Mishem, Eshet bin. Okay, so it's a simple limud. No din of kalasa. Rav Omar, I'll explain to you why. And Rav is going to go through the same type of analysis that he went through yesterday, vis-a-vis Ein Imoy. Now we're going to go vis-a-vis kalasa. Zok Rav, Bein Laman Diomer Doin Mino Umino, U Bein Laman Diomer Doin Mino Vi Oki Bi Asra, Loi Asya. Whether you're going to be from those that learn the school of thought of Doin Mino Umino, or those that learn Doin Mino Oki Bi Asra, there's no way that you can go and include kalosa. So now the Gemara goes through each one individually. So we have to go both through the domino mino and the domino v'okibi asra, as well as whether you hold like us that skila is more chomer than tzreifa, or whether you hold like Reb Shimon that tzreifa is more chomer than skila. So the Gemara says now, l'man diyomer domino umina. Now what means domino umina? Domino means that I'm going to export or import from something similar through the marshal like Zeder Shava, like we have in our Gemara, but the same thing could be through a Hekish, through a Kal V'Chomer. Don't you know I'm now importing halacha from somewhere else? Can I just take that halacha on its own? Or do I have to have a package deal with all its trimmings? It's not enough just to take the halacha, but everything. And that's what the Don't you know Umino Man Diyamra holds. If you're importing through the basis of one of these Midah Shatorik, such as Zev Shava, you can't go and take half slices, you got to take a whole slice. And therefore, if you're going and importing now the din of Kalosoi, and actually Kalosa, and we're saying that Kalosa should be just as usur as Kalosoi, because of the Svara of Abaya, we made She'er Mimenu like She'er Mimeno. Here it's really She'er Mimeno from She'er Mimenu, but the point is that we've equated the two based on the Heina, Heina, Zima, Zima thought process. So Zok Yimara, if that's the case, let's first learn the Azhara, and then we're going to get to the Einish. Mahu Kalosei Asura. Obviously, he's not allowed to go and live with his Kalos, just took the posse. Ervas Kalos Chaloi Segalei. Crystal clear. Awesome. Is Afi, let us say, also based on these Gerishamas. Afi Nami Kalosei Asura. Let us say that Kalosei is Asura. So that would be the Doin Mino, that first part, that we're learning one from the other, just like Kalosai, same thing Kalosai. But now let's continue on, Doin Mino Umina. Mino Mino means that we're now taking the whole package deal. So what's the package deal? Just like Mahu Biskila, when it comes to his Kala, it's Biskila, that's the Mishnah Dafnun Gimel. Elohim Niskolin, and we have Kala. Kala is Biskila. So Ibazoi Afi Nami Biskila. If we're really equating them fully, Doin Mino Umina, so it's not just we are adopting and importing the Isur, but also importing the Onish. And what's the Onish? Just like by Kalasoi, it would be a din of Skila. By her too, Kalasa would be a din of Skila. Barry, has that responded to your question?
So far, I'm still.
So now the Gemara says, so, okay, fine, so let's do that. Let's learn Kalasa is Osir and Skila. So tomorrow, I'll tell you why it doesn't work. If you hold that skill, it's more chomer. Iklam Ifrich, you can go and ask the following pircha. Malahu shekein imoy biskila. Toima behi she'imah bisreifa. If a person lives with his own mother, there's a din of skila. Yeah, really? Is that the case? Let's go back to the Mishnah on Daf Nun Gimel, where it says, Elohein han is calling. Guess one, the first one is Abba Allah Aim. The person lives with his own mother. Nebuch, Rachman Litzvot, he lives with his mama, is a din of Skila. And only later on, Balashus Avi al Hakala, also Biskila. That's a din of the aim, is Biskila. What happens if a person doesn't live with imoy, his own mother, but he lives with her mother? That's what we call a chamoisai, a mother-in-law. What's it in? The sreifa, the zechun zer mishnah, and that's the whole makar for all of these sreifas from the pasuk that we have. Isha sheyikach es isha v'es ima, her mother, in other words, his shviger. What's the din? Be'esh yisro oisel yasen. Aha. Okay. So therefore, we've now established clearly that if he lives with his own imoy skila, if he lives with ima b'sreifa, which one is more chomer according to this man v'yamah? Skila is more chomer than sreifa. So that being the case, maybe the reason why the Torah says kalosoy is aser, and even with the oinish of skila, but that's not key. The important thing is why the Torah say we aser kalosoy, because obviously his side of the family is more chomer than her side of the family. Where do we find the because we see he might have the skila, but her side of the family is only sreifa. Only sreifa. Yeah. That being the case, says Imar, according to this man, the Yom Skila Chamura, there would be no svara to go and say that ma kalosoi asura ulta kalosoi asura, but kalosoi is because his side of the family is much more chomer. It's askila dikidin. Masha'en, can you talk about her side of the family? It's only sreifa. That's kasha number one. Obviously, this kasha only goes according to Maniam that holds skila chamura. Because if you were to hold that, like Reb Shimon, that's sreifas chamura, then you have like a kalvachoymer.
It would work.
Then, of course, it would work. Madach on his side, which is more kal, it's only skila. We extend it to kalosai. Is a chavada on her side, which is sreifa, who? Sreifa. Then a father, we should go and add kalosai. So that's why this is only shvel, but maniamar skila chamura. V'yoit. Another reason why I'm not saying kalosa like kalosai. Why? V'oy bitay b'sreifa v'kalosa b'skila. Would it make sense to go and say, again, according to Man Yaman, the whole skila is chamura. His own bita is b'sreifa. How do I know bita, not his? Her bita is b'sreifa. That's the Mishnah, right? Abba al ishu bita, v'baskoy chizim zish v'chlal ishu bita. So bita is b'sreifa. Kalosa, if we're learning it, doin mina u'mina, so we're not only learning that it's a din of Isser by Kalasa, but also learning this a din of Skila by Kalasa, right? Because we're importing the onesh of Kalasai to Kalasa. Ah, so therefore, let me ask you a question. According to Mandi, the whole Skila is more chomer. So which is more chomer? Skila or Sreifa? Skila. Does it make sense that his own, not his, that her daughter should be Bisreifa, like it says in our Mishnah, but the Kalu is only a Tzigi Kimener, that's not a natural blood relation, it's only not a blood relation, it's only through marriage. Does it make sense to go and say that the Kalu is even more Chomer? She gets Skila more than Sreifa, that's a Choyra, that's hair raising. So therefore, the Choyra, that's the reason why, another good reason why we're not extending the din of kalosoi to kalosoi.
Excuse me, just repeat that last point again. What's the thought that since
the person
her
has
daughter,
a daughter, her daughter, her daughter, who's closer to her?
Her stepdaughter is with Sreifa. Stepdaughter is with Sreifa.
And the stepdaughter-in-law?
Is, that's exactly what you're alluding to. I'm losing the thread of this last time.
What do you want to say? Kalosoi?
Kalosoi b'skila.
Why would kalosoi? We're talking about her side. His daughter-in-law, not his daughter-in-law, slow down. Bito is his stepdaughter. What's the din of his stepdaughter if he lives with her daughter? What's the din?
Sreifa.
What's the din if he would live with his stepdaughter-in-law? What would be the din? Skila. Why with Skila? Because this man, the Amr, holds that doin mino umino, we're not just importing the Isur of the Kalasa.
So we're keying off of Kalasa from Kalasa.
Right, that's the doin mino umino.
Okay.
Go back three lines. Umino mahu b'skila finami b'skila.
Okay.
That's only this side of the tzad. In a hold uki b'asra, and then we're going to get this right. But in the meantime, Kalasa b'skila. So let me ask you a question. Who should be more chomer, the bito or the kalasa? The bito should be more chomer because that's a blood relation, right? Kalasa is a afremda. Through the year, we are now going two steps. Number one, he married this woman. He wasn't related to the woman until now. He married her. And number two, this woman has a daughter-in-law to whom she also was not related until marriage, until her son married that daughter-in-law. So that's pretty far, pretty remote. But you want to go and say the kalasai should be also just kalasai. The reason why, so let me ask you, does it make sense that the bito, which is a real blood relation, that has a din of Sreifa, which is only Sreifa. Yet the Kalasa, which is a Tziki Kimana, someone that came as a result of marriage, that you're going to exalt her and put her in first class and give her Skila? Does that make sense? So far, you're okay, Barry? You're following?
Now I got it, yeah.
Good. Says Gemara, that Pircha is not a good Pircha. Why is it not a good Pircha? Because hu ba'atzma yechir. Don't talk about her side of the family. Let's talk about his side of the family. What's the din of bitoy? Bitoy is bisreifa. How do I know bitoy bisreifa? That's from the Mishnah of yesterday. And we learn she'er, ha'shar, ha'shar, heina, heina, zima, zima. Bitoy bisreifa. The kalasoy is biskila. How do I know kalasoy is biskila? That's the Mishnah of Nun Gimel. So does that make sense? That his own daughter, only sreifa, it's only sreifa. Kalasoy, oh, skila. No, I don't know why that's the halacha, because after all, this is l'chayra shver. If anything, the bitoy should be worse than the kalosai. Why would the bitoy be misrei for kalosai b'skila? Oh, but so he's taking the Torah, and that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's wisdom, and that's what he said, and that's the din. So you see that this is not so shver to go and say that the bitoy is misrei for kalosai b'skila. So now say the same thing on the other side. It would be bitoy misrei for kalosai b'skila. No, it's a mar kol harash. It's not so gefelech, just like on his side of the equation, it's bita b'sreifa, the kalosi b'skila, even though the choira logically should be the other way around. So by kalos, it's the same thing. Bita b'sreifa, kalosi b'skila. So far, so good?
Yeah.
Yeah, Barry, I see your reservations and hesitation.
No, I'm trying to hold it clear in my head. Go ahead.
Okay. So therefore, this pircha that we just asked, that falls away. Because we could have learned kalosov from kalos, sorry. Kalos is then going to be more chomer than bita. Fine, so it'll be more chomer. Even on his side,
we have precedent
that kala is worse than bas. Ella says Yimara ela mahu lechalak the boy bein imo le kalosoi afi leitach le ba bein imo le kalosoi. I have a new pircha. Remember, the purpose of this pircha is to go and thwart the attempts to equate kalosa to kalosoi. So the Yimara says, I'll give you another pircha. What's another pircha? Mahu lechalak the boy bein imoy lekalasoy. On his side of the equation, what does imoy get? Dafnun gimel.
Skila.
Skila.
Which one?
Imoy. His mother.
His mother.
Look. Hold your hands here, Oy bein nun gimel, for the next hour, because we're going to need it. We don't need it. Hour,
10 minutes. Right.
Let's start off. Look at the Mishnah. Dafnun gimel. Eilohen an iskalin. What's it in? Yeskina, who gets the skila? But who's the first case? Habo alo ein, right?
Yeah.
So do I want you? But hold the end there because we're going to come back to this another 3, 4, 5 times. Eben eskalim. It's on Omid Aleph.
Nun
Gimel 53A, towards the bottom, right?
Yeah.
Eben eskalim habo. Good. And then skip one. The alha kalo ein and kalo are the same. Ein and kalo the same. Yeah. So far, so good. Elam is called good. So zok tiyumar. Nochamu elam mahu lechalak the boy. You did not distinguish between bein imu lekalasay. Both of them, the aim and the kala, have the same din of skila. Af he, since we're trying to equate her side to his side, so the chayyim we should also say loitachlik bo bein imu lekalasa. There should not be a difference between ima and kalasa. But is there a difference between Ima and Kolosa? Ima, that's the case of Chamoisoi. That's Reifa. What's the din of Kolosa? According to this tzad that we're learning, Doin Mino Umino. So the Kala has the same din Kolosa, just like Kolosoi. What's the din of Kolosoi?
Skila.
So then Kolosa would also be Skila. So the Gemara is saying is, I have an excellent Bircha. Since you're trying to equate her side to his side, then if that's the case, how come on his side, Imoy and Kolosai both have the din of Skila, yet on her side, we're going to distinguish between Ima and Kolosai, where Ima's going to be Bisreifa, and Kala's going to be Bisskila. So you see that the equation doesn't work. Therefore, says Gemara, that's why I have now two Pirchois, until now we spoke about, according to Madiyama, that's Skila Chamura. So we said that the first Pircha falls away, but this pircha remains. If you hold Sreifa Chamura, may high kush leini dalin. We cannot learn one from the other, kalasa from kalasai, because it really makes no difference according to this second pircha, the third pircha. Remember, the second pircha we pushed away. But this final pircha works both if you hold Sreifa Chamura, or if you hold Skila Chamura. Why do they both work? Because the point is, if we're trying to equate one side with the other side, how come on his side both the Ein and the Kala have the same din of Skila, but on her side we're distinguishing between the Ein and Kala? The Ein gets Reifa, and the Kala, you want to say, based Doinu Mina, should go and get Skila. So you see, they're not the same. So make sure the difference, which it doesn't stem. So therefore, according to Doinu Mina, we cannot learn Kala Sa from Kala Sa. So now let's go on to the second mandiyam. Ulamandiyamar Doinu Vi'uki Bi'asra. What does that mean? We wanted to learn the din of Kala Sa from Kala Sa, but only the Gabi, the Isur, the Azhar, and not the Gabi, the Oynish. The Gabi, the Oynish, as Barry put it yesterday, we have local Onshim on her side of the equation. What's the local Oynish? Sreifa. That's the Chamoise, Mitabito, Mitabasbito, Mitabasbito.
Our Mishnah
of yesterday. That's how I remember it. Okay, so, Doimino Vauki Basra. So we want to say, so again, now the Gemara spells it out. The Gabe, the Doimino, Mahu Kalasoi Asura. Afi Kalasoi Asura. So that's fine. That's the Isur. But now let's get to the Oinish. Vauki Basra. Awesome, who? To be Skila. That's why Kalasoi, it's Skila. That's not Nun Gimel. That's fine. Avul Hacha. I'm going to learn it locally, the Uki Basra, Bisreifa. Kili Ashkhan Bi'ima, just like we find the Mushal Ima is Bisreifa, Ima meaning the Chamois side. So that's on her side of the equation, Ima is Bisreifa. So then it would make sense if I'm learning Kala Sa from Kala Sai, not to give it a din of Skila, but to learn the Uki Basra, the local halacha of Sreifa. Okay, so let's learn Taka Kala Sa. Should not only be Asa, but also be a din of Sreifa. So now we go again through the same type of analysis. So first we start off Lamandi Omer Skila Chamura. If you hold the Skila is more Chamur, Ikla Mifrach, I have a Pircha. And this is the same Pircha that we asked before. And that is, Ma Luhu Shekein Imoy Biskila. You know why the Torah said that Kalosoi is Osir? Because his side of the family is so Chamur. Why? Because Imoy gets Skila. Oh, Skila, that's the worst.
Top tier punishment.
Top tier punishment. That's not just business class, that's first class, that's skila, so therefore we see it so chomer on his side, so the Torah said kala as well. Her side is so much lighter.
It's economy.
Because chamoy, I don't know, economy, but business class. So what's it din? So din is ima bisreifa. Maybe with an extra room, you have to pay another $79.
It's whatever. Economy premium now.
Yeah, exactly. You understand these things. See, it's good that you have. Toyma behi she ima bisreifa. So her side is so much more lenient. There's only sreifa. So maybe that's the reason why the Torah didn't add kalasa. Kalasa, yes. Because on his side it's so chamor, skila. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said not only imay but kalosei as well. Throw that into the mix, part of the package. But her side is so much more kal. Therefore, imay is misreifa. That's why maybe there's no din of kalosei at all. Again, like we said before, this pircha is only according to Madiyama that holds skila is chamur. If you hold that sreifa is chamur, this is not a pircha. If anything, you'd make a kal b'chayim. Ma, in the case of his side, it's only skila. It's only skila. And the third is, so we go to kalasai, and it's certainly on her side, with sreifa, the chavada, we should add kalasai. Right? But anyway, so that's why the Gemara says, I'm only introducing them because the Gemara will later on say, that according to Madiyama, sreifa chamura, may high kusha, not from this pircha. This pircha is not a pircha according to Shreif Chamur. It's only a pircha if you hold skila is chamur. Void and nochazach. I have another pircha. Mahu chilak the boy ben vitoy lekalosai. Afi tachlik bo ben vitoy lekalosai. Okay, so now we have to look at this more carefully. Mahu, another pircha. Why we're not learning kalosai from kalosai? Mahu on his side of the equation chilak the boy. There's a difference between vitoy and kalosai. What's the din of Bitoy? That's yesterday's Mishnah. It's going to be a din of Sreifa. Kala is daf nun gimel.
Skila.
So there's a difference. It doesn't make a difference which one is more chomer, which one is less chomer. The point is there's a difference between Bitoy and Kalosai. Bitoy, Sreifa. Kala is skila. Different. So Afi on her side of the equation should also be Tachlik Bach Bein Bita Le Kolosai. We should also make a difference. What's Bita? That's yesterday Mishnah. That's Reifa.
Right.
And we should also make a difference. Gabi Kala should be something else. But if we're learning Doiminov Oki Bi Asra, what's the local Oinish in her side of the family?
Sreifa.
It's Sreifa. So then both Bita would get Sreifa and Kala would get Sreifa.
So it would be a full parallel on all fours.
So it would not be on all fours. It would not be an effective equation because we're trying to equate her side to his side. It's not the same. His side, there's a difference between Bita and Kala. Mm-hmm. On her side, you're saying Bita and Kala should be the same thing. So you see that doesn't work. And even according to the other man, that Rib Shimon, the Sreifa Chamur, for the back very same reason, we cannot learn one from the other. Again, because it has nothing to do with Chumra and Kula over here, this has to do with you're equating. If you're equating, this should be exactly the same. But it's not exactly the same. Because on his side of the coin,
it's
Bitoy and Kolosei are different.
Right.
Bitoy has a din of Sreifa, Kala has a din of Skila. But when you try and equate it, then it falls apart because both Bita and Kolosei, according to this Mandi Amar, would both be Sreifa. And therefore, whether you hold Skila Chamur, Sreifa Chamur, you're not equating them. The whole purpose is to go and say they're the same. They're not the same. So therefore, we do not learn Kolosei min Kolosei. And with this, we have finished this shtickel. Tomorrow,
and we've defeated Abaye's attempt to say.
No, we haven't defeated it. Abaye has one reason, and Rav has another reason. Rav Gemara said we should learn Kalasa from Kalasai. Abaye says, without going through all of this very sophisticated analysis, is Abba Feir Shemiut. Eishes bin Chai, he, Misham Eishes bin Chatam Chai, we have Machai, Misham Eishes bin Ah. So therefore, it's crystal clear we have a Pasik, finish. Rav says, I don't use the Pasik for that. He has other drushes from that Pasik. But based on logic, trying to figure it out, like the Maniyama, don't mino, mino, or don't mino, go kibasra, the whole thing just doesn't stim because you can never equate the two sides. And with this, we concluded that, and now we put two dots, and we start a new shtickel. And this shtickel is much simpler, and that is, bitaman usasoy minai, meaning, in our Mishnah, we said very, very clearly that the din of Sreifa applies not only to Bita, Bas Benoi, and Bas Bita, but it also applies to Bitoi, Bas Benoi, and Bas Bitoi. Now, of all of those, five of them are in fact Beferish in the Torah, but Bitoi is not Beferish in the Torah. On her side, all three. That's the Pasuk, Ervas Isha Uvita Loi Segale, that's Bita. Es bas beno, vi es bas bito, loisikachlika loiservasa. So I have therefore all three. The bito, the bas beno, bas bito, crystal clear. On his side of the equation, we only have two. What are those two? Shteitachim pasi, ervas bas bincha, oi vas bitcha, loisigali ervasan. Kirvoschahena. We only have the second generation. We have the basa ben, and we have the basa bas. But we don't have the Bitoi herself. Where's Bitoi in the Pasuk? Nowhere. So how do I know the Bitoi also is included? And the Gemara says Bitoi Anu Sosei, because what's a normal Bas? A normal Bas would be her, because there was a Baruch Hashem, a Chuppah of the Kiddush, and they got married, and everything was wonderful. And therefore, it's not only Bitoi, it's also Bita. So they don't need to come on to Bitoi. It's Ervas Isha Uvitai. Rather, it happens to be not only Bita, it's also Bitoi. But forget about that. Ervas Isha Uvita Loisagale. But if it's Bita Manus Asai, then it's no Isha Uvita. The Isha that we're talking about, of course, is a married woman, Beishus. They don't mean, the word Isha has two definitions. Isha means a woman, a lady, or Isha means a wife. And Isha is a wife. So when it says Ervas Isha Uvita, that means your wife's erva. Of course, the wife's erva is not a problem, but the Isha Uvita, the wife that brought along her daughter, either from a previous marriage or from the current marriage, that Baruch Hashem, she gave birth to a baby, and now this baby has grown to be 10, 12, 15 years old. If the father now has desire to go and live with her, says the Torah, don't! Ervas Isha Uvita, he said, Gali and Aladu! And if you have sites on an enikul, bas bito, bas rechaz, rishol, I mean, now that. But that's all if you're talking about on her side. What about on his side? Only says bas bincha, oi vas bincha. It doesn't say bitoi. So normally every bitoi is also bita, so it's already included in Isha Vita. But when you have a bita on the sasai, it's not the daughter of a wife, it's a daughter from a masa oinis or maisa pitoi. Therefore, it says Yomara, how do I know Minai, and how do I know that there too is a din of Sreifa? And on this, the Gemara gives three answers. The first answer is the easiest answer. Zok Yimara Om Rabbi.
On the derivative, Kal v'chomer on the principle.
Exactly. That's what Rabbi says. Kal v'chomer al bas bitoy, onush al bitoy lekoshke. After all, people don't have eniklut before they have children. You have to have a child first, and then you have an eniklut. There's a joke that people make that when the eniklut come to visit at home, and then afterwards when they start getting naughty, then the parents take them away. So people say at that time, oh, if I would have known how good it is to have grandchildren, I would have had them before the children or without the children. When the children act naughty and they act
you're
up.
You're stuck.
You're stuck with them. You have to work with them. They cry the whole night. They cry the whole day. You have to go to the doctor. Grandchildren, they come to visit. You smile. You give a couple of kisses. Sometimes you give them a toy. And then they leave. Amachaya, what a beautiful thing. So therefore, if the Torah says over here, that Erva's bas pincha, vas pincha leisagale, is a chmadach, you're not allowed to go and live with the second generation. Certainly you can't live with the first generation, so it's a pashada. Frey Gemara, frey oinshim and adin. But you're not allowed to be oinshim and adin, even though logically you're 100% right, so ain't oinshim and adin. Every more giluya milza ba'almo. This is not considered to be a bona fide oinshim and adin metakal v'chaymer. It's a gili milza. What means a gili milza? As you said before, because a bas bitoy and a bas benoy are derivatives of the bitoy. So how could it be that the derivative should be worse than the one originally?
Then the source.
So it's not so much out oinshim and adim metakal v'chaymer. It's a double pashi gili milza. So freit tachrashi. So why don't you say that every time by oinshim and adin? Isn't it always a gili milza? The madach, this small little thing is aser. The chavada, something which is much greater, is aser. So Rashi says, let's give an example. Where else do we have oinshim and adin? So Rashi says, for instance, it says in the pasuk, ervas achoischa bas avicha oi bas imecha. Person is not allowed to go and live with his sister, whether or not the sister happens to be a sister from the same father,
or
if the sister happens to be from the same mother. Says the Torah, it makes no difference. So it says that's awesome. Now the question is, what happens if you're zoicha to have a sister that's not only from the same father, and not only from the same mother, but from both? In other words, not a half-sister, a paternal sister, or a maternal sister. What happens if you have a normal sister that's both paternal and maternal? Says Imor, no, if a half a sister, you're telling me, is awesome, is a chavad aganza sister. Says the Gemara, in Unshim and Adin. The why is that? Why don't we say over there also Gilim Milzim Almo? Says Rashi, because over there the two half sisters, it's not derivative of one another. They're parallel to each other. This is a paternal sister, this is a maternal sister. And therefore, if I want to merge the two, paternal and maternal, based on a Kal V'chomer, in Unshim and Adin. Mashenkin over here, the whole creation by Kodesh Baruch Hu of this grandchild is through the child. It's impossible to have any clip before you have the children. How could it be that living with the einikol there would be a din of an oinish of sreifa, or in this case sreifa, in other cases perhaps it would be different. So, but if you have such a chavada, the mother is the source of these einikol. Let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Gila mutsa ba'almahu. It's about 8-9 lines below where we are in the Gemara. Mutsa ba'almahu, gila mutsa, zuk Rashi. Then the oinish meradin. The bas bitoy me kurvas the bitoy hidiasya. The whole bas bitoy, the whole upstamming, that's the whole source of her kurva, is because of the bitoy. The hechadam oishmanetim. He going ervas achoischa bas vichoi basimecha. Zoktimar. Ein li ele bas oviv shloi bas ima. Umas ima shloi bas oviv. I only know a half a sister. Vim bas lohavi bas oviv u bas imoi. That she's two halves. She's both bas oviv and bas. That's a kal v'chomer. That's an oinish min adin. Do alav mi koyach kurva do asya. It doesn't come do asya. It's not coming out kurva that one is derivative of the other. The zu kurva machmas atzma. Zu kurva machmas atzma. These two are totally parallel. This is a sister because of the same father. This is a sister because of the same mother. Abo bo al bas bitoy ein a kroivulei el mishem bitoy. There's no such entity in the world of a bas bitoy unless you have a bitoy. If there's no bitoy, you can't have a bas bitoy. So therefore, this is different than your normal oinshim and adin. So bottom line is, we started off, bintam and asasim yinayin, we have the teretz of Abaye, kal v'chayim. Rav Omar, omali Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, asya heina heina, asya zima zima. We've already had this a number of times, this heina heina zima zima. What are the heina heina zima zima? We have a couple of psukim. Vushtei, a couple of psukim. We have heina heina. If you want to look back on ayin hei omud beis, Ayin Hei Omid Beis, you had on the fifth line, Asya Heina Heina. And then you looked at the one and two, that's the Torah Or Hashalim. One Heina, Ervas Bas Pinchoi Bas Pinchoi Lisigal Ervosan, Kervoscha Heina, Shteitu Heina. And this is talking about his side. Bas Benoi Bas Bitoi, it says Heina. And then I have another Basik. Ervas Ishu Vito Loisigal Ez Bas Benoi Bas Bito Loisigal Ervosa, Shara Heina Zimahi. Without even getting to the Zima Zima, just go to the Heina Heina. Since I have a Gzeira Shava, Heina and Heina, just like by her side, we have all three. That's the Bita, the Bas Bino, and Bas Bita. We're going to export that now to his side, that it's not only Bas Bincha, Bas Bitcha, but it's also Bitcha, also Bitcha. Ah, so that's how you know that. What do I need Zima Zima? To tell you that not only is it awesome, but it also has a din of Sreifa. That's Zima Zima. So where's the second Zima? That's the next one. Pasuk 3, Ishash Yikach, Hasish Vesima, Zimahi, the Eish Yisufu, Oyisai V, Esen. So bottom line is now I know, based on Rava, based Heina Heina, Zima Zima, that Bas Bito Manusasi is not only Osir, but also Din of Sreifa. That's reason number two. Source number three, Tony Avod Rabavin, official Ramadnu, the Bito Manusasi, Hutrach Hakosav Loimer, Ubas Ish Koyin. This is a very interesting drasha. Rashi points out that the word ish would seem to be superfluous. It could have said in the pasuk uvas koyin, and in fact the Torah says a number of times uvas koyin with ki si almanu grusha ve zera ein lo ve shavu beis zekin ram lecha via toicha. It only says bas koyin. It doesn't say over there bas ish koyin. Why over here by bas ish koyin, which is talking about a bas koyin shezinza, which has a din of Sreifa, that's number two, is based Torah Or Hashalim, Uvas Ish Koyin Kiseicha Liznois, Esavihi Machalelos Be'eshti Sareif. That's a din of Sreifa, but Bas Koyin. So could it start off, Uvas Koyin Kiseicha Liznois. What do we need? Bas Ish Koyin. Avada, she's the daughter of a man who's a Koyin. If we would say Uvas Koyin, I would say the same thing. The daughter of a Koyin. Vistavachum de Ish. Says Rashi, in explaining this Gemara, because this is going to be the Makoyer, according to this third teretz, of Bita Me'anu Sosei. Where's the Bita Me'anu Sosei? I'll tell you. Going back to that pasuk, Uvas Ish Koyin. The way we have the trop in the Torah is, Uvas Ish Koyin Kisecha Liznois, we have an Esnachta, pause, Esavia Machalel Esva Eishti Sarech. But what we could do is say,
Esavia.
Exactly. Uvas Ish Koyin, that Ish Koyin, you know what he's doing?
He's a criminal.
He's a criminal. He's causing his daughter to live with him. Oh, are they married? Of course they're not married. Rather, this is a bita manu sasa. He's being ma'anis her to go and live with her. Ah, it says Yomara, vasish koin. So bottom line, Dr. Yomara, is that's how I know bita manu sasa, from the extra word ish that we're talking about, as he say chalizah says avia, that she's living together with her father. Zok Yomara.
Because without Ish, you wouldn't have the ability to re-parse, to change the trouble.
We wouldn't learn that.
Right, because exactly. Ish becomes the subject of that Liznos as of here.
Right. Zok Yomara. If that's the case, it works so far that I see there's a bit of manu sasai. I'm learning from Basis Koyin. Now remember, when it comes to the din of Sreifa, Babas Koyin, we said that only applies to her. It doesn't apply to the boyel.
Right.
Who would be the boyel? Anyone who's living with a bas koyin, he would go and get, depending on whether it's an arusa or nesua, depending on the three shittos of the rabban and the and the shemuel. So if we're talking about a nar murasa, he would go and get the he would get the skila, even though she gets the sreifa, he gets skila. And if we're talking about a boyeres, he would go and get, or a nesua, then he would go and get a dinavchanek, like any married, any type of violation of neil. Good. So tomorrow. So why don't you say the same thing over here? That if you have the koyin living together with his own daughter, ima bas koyin he besreifa, vein bi'ala besreifa. Maybe he, the boy should not go and get sreifa. That's just like by the bas koyin he besreifa bi'ala besreifa. Ab bitamanu sosei he besreifa vein bi'ala besreifa. Maybe the boy doesn't get sreifa, but the maisi does get sreifa. That's the mission of yesterday. The Eile Heina Nisrafim Habo. Habo is referring to the man who's living with any one of those, including Bita. He's living with Bita. It means Bita Manusase. So I see that there's a Dinas Reifa. Why don't I go and say the same Drasha? Now, what was the Drasha Legabe the Bas Koyin? It's this Pasuk that we're talking about. Vas Ish Koyin Kisechel Liznois Esavia. He Mechalelis. And you might ask, what do I need the word he? should just say a Sofia Mechalel. So, ki Seicha Lizas a Sofia. Then what's the din? Ba'ish Tisurev. What do I need the heat? So, Gemara said before, he misreifa v'ein by alim misreifa. That's what he said by Baskai. So maybe I'm going to say the same thing over here too. Since the whole Bitamanu Sasa is based on this Pasik of Asish Koyen, say also, she will get the Sreifa, but not him. Says the Gemara, Om Rabbaya, Om Akra, Esavihi Mechalelis, Mish Mechalelis, Esavia, Yotzuzu, Shavia Mechalelo.
Right, he initiated the
Sreifa. When do I say by the Baskoyen that there's a difference between her and between the boyo, it's because she started off the process of the chilulin. What's the process of the chilulin? Until now, she was a distinguished member and of the elite of the kahanim of the shevet Levi of the whole keser kahuna. Very, very, very choshev. Now, if she chas shom is mezana, then as avi mechalelis, she brings down shame and humiliation on her whole family's home. The kahanim, they have such a tram, such a what? They get gefelach. Ah, that's Mishkwan Savia. Yotzu Shavia Machalullah. Here it's the other way around. Who's being Machal who? Her own father is living with the daughter. He's the bandit, he's the criminal, he's the shaykh, he's the trap. So therefore it's not that she is the one that's being Machal, he's the one that's being Machal. And that's why I don't learn that Rasha to go and like we said with Baskoy, he besaifa me'al besaifa. If anything over here we should double the firewood in doing the strafe. I know we don't do it at the stag. We put down the aver. So put down two psilois with concentrated aver to go.
So Sidoke make the mistake.
Exactly. Good.
Make a slow death.
This is Bas Pilga, basically, the end of Sukkah. She was a Bas, she was in the Kohen, and she was living at the Hegmon. Right?
Yeah, not a nice lady. Rava Omar, Rava says, I'll give you another reason why I don't say he besrafe and Beala besrafe. Says Rava, if you think about it one more second, you realize that the two are not parallel. By the case of the Baskoyin, you can go and say, okay, so what's the backup on that Bo'ala? It'll either be a case of Skila or Chenek, depending whether it was an Arusa or Nesua. Right? By an Arusa, he and she both get Skila, but here he gets a Baskoyin, she gets Reifa. Or if you talk about Nesua, then because she's a Baskoyin, she gets a Reifa, but he would go and get Chenek. So there's a backup. Mashenkin over here, if you're talking about that the father is living together with his own daughter, and therefore you're saying, in this case, the Torah says Reifa, but the Reifa is only on her, but not on him. So what does he get?
Shishi?
Or Maftir? Maybe Maftir Yoina. There's nothing here. That's Rob's point. Bishlam Hosma Fiktim Dinabas Koyin. Afikte means that we took him out of the Dinabas Koyin. Because Baskoyin is the Sreifa. He doesn't get. So Vukimta, what did we put him back on? The backup. Either Dina de Bas Yisrael. What would be the Dina Bas Yisrael? Like either Arusa Nesua, would it be either Skila or Chanet? If you're telling me, take him out of the Parsha Sreifa, so where are we going to slot him? Nowhere. Oh, Adina de Penuya Mukmislay. Are you going to go and put him on Adina de Penuya? Another one say it's just an Isser. There's no Misa whatsoever. Says Rashi, would that be fair? She should go and get Misa. And he gets nothing except Samalkis. That doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. So therefore, that's yet another reason why we don't say, he besreifa ben be'alim. So I have two reasons. The Tam of Abaya. The Abaya says, Esavihim Chalelet. Misha Chalez is a via Yotzuzush of Yimachallah, and then we have the Talmud of Rava, because Rava says there's no backup opportunity, option, alternative for the father. So therefore, he has to be the same punishment as her. So with this, we've concluded now the Oynish of Bita Manasasim. What about the Azhar of Bita Manasasim Yinai? The Azhar as Matunish. It's Mishlam Labai Verova Meich the Nafkalu Oynish Mehosim Nafkalu Azhar. Couldn't buy Verova, this is not a problem. What means that we're going to learn both the Asura and the Oynish from the same Pasuk. So remember, when we came to the Oynish, we had three Terutzim. The Teretz of Abai, the Teretz of Rova, and the Teretz of Avud Rim Ovid. So what was the Teretz of Abai? Abai said, Kal v'choymer. What's the Kal v'choymer? Ma'adach v'bas b'itoy. It's b'itoy for sure. I ain't Oynish and I didn't kill the milks of Balmo. But it's based on that Kal v'choymer. So whatever din you're going to tell me about the Bas Bitoi, whatever that is, we'll do the Kal V'chaymer. So which Akkad does it say about the Bas Bitoi? It says, Ervas Bas Bincha Oivas Bitcha Loi Segale. That's an Ashara. And now we're adding to it another level of Bitoi. Why? Because of the oinshim and adin, because it's only a gimme milza, so you can do a kalvachim. So whatever the lav of bas bincha, loy segale, that asara will also apply to the bitoy. So that's very good according to Rabbi. According to Rava learns it with a sophisticated heina, zima. Oh, so that's the same thing. Erves bas bincha, loy segale, why, kevoscha heina. And then we have Eretz Ishavit Loi Segale, and then again it says Shara Heina Zimei. So I learned Heina Heina. So just like Eretz Ishavit Loi Segale is a lav, the Eretz Bas Bincha Loi Segale is a lav. So I'm throwing in now into that mix. I'm adding all to the Bitoy. How am I adding the Bitoy? Through the Heina Heina method. Right? So that's just like we use Heina Heina Zima Zima to tell you the Oynish. I'm using the Heina Heina to tell you the din of the Asa. So that's easy. After all, there is no the pasuk of as ish koyin ki secha lizlais as vihim mechalel is beishis arif. That's the oynish pasuk. That's not the ashara pasuk. So where's the ashara according to this third mandi yomar that a person is not allowed to live with bita manusasim? It's omri below omakra. It says chal techal les bitchal has noisa. Don't go mechal your own daughter. It's a very clear pasuk. Don't live with your own daughter, Lazlaisa, make her into a master's nose. Oh, so that's the laugh. Pray the masculine of Yankif, Achvad Rav Acha Bar Yankif. Hi, Al-Khalis Bitkal Haznoisa, the Hochi Hudiasa. It doesn't come for that din that a person is not allowed to live with his own vitam on his outside. Hi, me boy, live the Kinesanya. Al-Khalis Bitkal Haznoisa, what is this Pasik telling us? So I might have had to have a mini yochel bekoin a mesias bitoy lelevi v'yisrael akosam edapet.
Wow!
A person that marries off his daughter, who is a koyin, she's a koyin, she's a bas koyin, he marries her off to Yisrael and Levi. Oh boy, that's really mechal. So no, don't take it as discrimination. Oh, we really feel so bad. Chilavi is talking about that her dinim are mechulu, that until now she was ate truma and she can no longer eat truma because she's now married to a Levi. And married to Israel, so no more eating truma. So that's the chil. It's not a big chil, but it's a small chil.
And it's only temporary, because if it marries children,
that's right. So therefore, so I might have thought that's what al techal is bitchal as noisa means. So Timor, no, al tamalum as noisa. If we just say al techal is bitcha, I hear this well. Al techal is bitcha, she can no longer eat. Too much can only eat chulin, which is also al techalel, right? Don't make her eat a. She shouldn't be a chulin person. She should be a truma person. However, since al techalel has no isa, the chilishim is no zakasim medaber. So ibazoi. So what is the taka talking about? Says he more of the moisa is bita shaloi l'shem ishus. A person, for instance, wants to make a business. He wants to be the John, and he has a daughter, and he figures, our daughter's attractive. This will make a nice income for the family. He makes a nebuchim to Azoyna. So that's the al-tchal is b'tchal z'loisa. Don't let her go and live with everybody and make some money. No, not b'tunish, l'ishamish. If that's the case, then I don't know that it's coming to tell you the din of bita manusasai. How do I know the ashara of bita manusasai? Tumon ken le'makra al-tocher. It could have said in the pasuk, Al tochel es bitchal hanes noisa. My al tchalel with two lamids. Shema minotarti. There are two chalolas or two chilulim that we're talking about. One chilul is the fact that bitumanusasa, which is our case. And another case is it's in moises bitus leishim ishus that she should also live with anybody for her husband. Good. Thank you, Mark. That's very good according to the third man yom. That's why you have to have the double lamid. By the way, if you're thinking to yourself, well, maybe Chilul has to have two lamids, one lamid doesn't do the trick. We have by Nedarim, it says lo yachel devoroi. That word yachel also means to annul or to machal. The person said words, a neder, lo yachel devoroi. You can't make your words chulin. You say something, it gets a degree of kedusha that you can't just ignore it. You want to go and take away that, you have to go mitaruv, mitabezdin, with a pesach harata. It's not so simple. So you see that the word yachel, that chilul, would be one lamed here. In fact, if two lameds, to tell you two din. What do they do? What's that second din, my avdilek? Because they don't learn the din of bita manusasi from here, they learn it from their drushes, from the either heina heina or evas bas bincha mitakal v'choymer. This is my avdilei. Amrevi mani zehamesi es bita lizokein. Ooh, person who makes a big mistake. And that is, he lets his daughter, who's only 20 years old, marry somebody who's already 70 years old.
Depends.
That is, well, depends. We're talking about under normal circumstances.
Well, Boaz married.
Good vision.
Again, there are exceptions to the rule, but how often do you find a 70-year-old marrying a 20-year-old? Not often, right? Very good.
Depends,
you do? Okay.
How wealthy. Well,
I guess.
I guess I don't know these people.
But anyway, so the Gemara says that that's this masim of znus b'chol yom also chas v'shom rachman aslan. So that's what the pasuk tells. Chal is bitchol as noisa. What's the problem? Get a sign. Chal is bitchol as noisa. Reb Leizer oimiz amesis bitchol is okay. What's the problem? Says Rashi. It's very simple. The Zokin is already engaged in Tashmish, we assume, numerous times, because he's already a Zokin. So he's a shtickle of Yechalt V'Savot. He's already kind of satisfied. Masha'enke, when I use the term Sviya, because Rashi also uses the term Sviya. Masha'enke, Lagabi, this young girl, she's just embarking on her life, so she's had few, if any, until now, and that's the case. She's going to want it constantly, and he's going to say, "Hey, chachin kakayach." I didn't have to too tired again. So what's going to happen? So she chasushulam might stray
and go to other men.
Exactly, to other men.
She's inviting. It's inviting znus.
Exactly.
The Rashi.
The Rashi. Three lines on the bottom. Zog to Rashi. Amesi bital zochinum mitoch she'ena mikablosai. Since she is not going to be happy with him, and he won't be happy with her, Mizanahi Olaf, since she's going to find other avenues to go and satisfy her type. So therefore, that's why Al Tchalis, because Noisa, don't do this type of major HGF. If you remember, we had this in Yevamos as well, that if you have a Yevamos where there's a major age gap between
we advise him,
and that's not a good idea.
Right.
Not that we prevent them, we tell them it's not a good idea. Okay, so it makes it be those.
Sharvadisha, I think,
was
in it.
Actually,
I don't know if you know. Okay, let's see.
Our cousins do something else. They circumcise the girl.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that's a different story. Not for today.
Just realize it, Rabbi Kiva.
Okay, now we get to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, Oimez Zehamisha, Bitoi, Boigeris. Sha Bita Begeris means marry off your daughters quickly. Don't let them get older and older and older and just irritate and infuriate and agitate the Shidduch crisis. Marry them off quickly. If you allow them to become Begeris, so then she is celibate and she has that taiva to only live with a man. And you're talking, you got to wait. Now we'll see in the Gemara in a moment why a person wouldn't want to marry off his daughter quickly, but lets her wait. We'll see what that means in the Amid Beis, what means Oni B'Yisrael. Ela Rosha Orum, a person with a Rosha Orum, Orum over here doesn't mean that he's not clothed, it means he's a sinister, like the Nochosh Orum
Hoyim.
Cunning, yeah. What's Mishab Ita Boigris? Zokti Yimura. So let's look at the bottom Rashi. Mishab Ita Boigris says, Yimura, I'll tell you. Shemishal Oisa Bishvil Malacha. The reason why he doesn't want to marry her off, not because there are no suitors. Mm-hmm. There are tons of people that want to marry her. He wants to keep her for financial reasons.
He wants a housekeeper.
He wants a housekeeper. He wants a shivcha. He doesn't want to have to pay for an outside help. So therefore, he keeps his daughter home as long as possible. She should be his shibcha. She should wash the dishes and she should clean the laundry and she should wash the floor, etc., etc. Oh, says the Gemara, that is his financial reason, and that's a Rosh Orum. Why is a Rosh Orum? Because he says the reason is I can't find a good chusin, I'm looking all over, da 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 da. That's not the reason. That's dishonest. He's really doing it for financial reasons. So, Frank the Gemara, why then did the Gemara split up? Ein lechon b'Yisrael, el Rosh Orum is what? We see the cunning of this Rasha that he tells his daughter, I'm holding on to you because I want to get a better chosen. And he's really doing it for financial reasons. You're right. We have to change the Lashon Abyssala. Ezeu Oni Rasha Arum, all three, Ani Rasha Arum, Samishaya Bitoi Boigris. And what's the reason why he's holding on to his Boigris? Because he's being a Rasha Arum. He's saying, I'm doing it because I want to get a better chassid, a bigger Talmud Chacham, a more handsome, more attractive, more wealthy individual. It's not Emes. He wants her for to be a Shifcha. So that's all built into this Pasuk of Al Techales Bitchol Az Noisa, marry off your daughter to someone appropriate in years. don't wait too long, don't wait too short, marry no one, because otherwise she may stray into other men's hands. Chas v'shalom. Okay, so from here now we have a little bit of Agadata. When you are speaking to someone who's giving you etzes, make sure the etz is good for you and not just good for him. The reason why he's doing it is for his ano. If it's good for him, fine, but it's got to be good for you. The fact that it's good for him, that's not a reason to enter into this transaction or lend the money or whatever he's recommending. What happens if a person marries his daughter off to Zakin, which we just spoke about a moment ago? Or the other way around, that the son is young and he's marrying off to an Isha who is older. Or a person that gives an aveda back to a Gentile, to an oivet avodah zarah. All of a kosav oim leman tzvois harova es hatzmeh. Now the word tzvois means to add on to. Harova means the one that is satiated. To the tzmeh, to the one that is hungry and thirsty. If you do that, lo yoiv Hashem sloyach leHashem will not give you a slich. So now, what are these three cases that we're talking about? The meisi is bitul lezokin. Vameisi isha lebnei katan are really the same concept. That we're talking about that there is a major age gap,
a mismatch
between the husband and the wife. Either that he happens to be much older than her, or that she happens to be older than him. This is nishgit. Why? Because in the case of the zokin, or in the case of the katan, the zokin, like the Gemara is using the expression from this pasuk, he's already satiated, he's already engaged in Tashmish a number of times in the past, so he doesn't have that desire, he may not even have the koyach to engage so much like when he was younger. The katan doesn't even have the taiva yet because he's still a young kid. Masha'enkein, the girl, if she's much younger than the zakin, she has that taiva, and if she's older than the katan, he doesn't have the taiva, but she has the taiva. So therefore, in both of those cases,
it invites us,
and therefore you're adding the rava to the tzmeya. The rava being the one that's satiated, and the tzmeya being the one that is hungry. Masha'enkein, what does it have to do with machzer aveda lekusi? The choyer, that's a bissel shre. So Rashi says that the reason why you have to go and give an aveda back to anybody is because it says in the Torah, hoshiv teshivim, you have to return an aveda. Because otherwise, I might think, it's lying there in the street, it's been there for a while, presumably the person was miyayish, it's hefker, I can go and take it. Says the Torah, no, you gotta give it back. The Torah only requires you to give it back to your fellow Jew. It doesn't require you to go and give it to an Akum. If you go and give it to an Akum, the Rova is the Yid who's full of, no, probably the other way around. The Rova, let's have Rava says, is the Oyvi Kechovim, Shitzveim. They are nice and satisfied, satiated with their Avodah Zarah, with all the Shtusim that they do. They don't have any Tzimoin, any desire, any thirst for the Rabbanu Shalom. Masha'en Klal Yisrael is called to be Tzmein. The time will come, Loi Rav Lalechem, for Loi Tzom Alamoyim, Ki Yim Lishmoya Es Devar Hashem, Devar Hashem. So the Tzimoyin of Ayid is to go and have that Hiskarvus to go and get closer to the Heilige B'Shefer. So by going and equating the Akum with the Yid in giving back the Aveda to the Akum, so then you are equating the Rava and the Tzmeya. The Rava being the Gentile who is satiated with his Shtusim, with his Avodah Zarah, to the Tzmei, to the Yid, who has the Tzimoyin for the Rabbanu Shalom.
Isn't that Tikkun Olam?
We'll get to that in a moment. So let's first look at the Rashi, and then everybody will jump on me. Look at the Rashi on the fourth line, Rava is at Tzmeya, Saveya Bedover, someone who has a Sviya, we spoke about Yechaz V'Savotar, person satiated, Im Tzomi Ledover. Zokein v'yalda, zois tzmeya letashmish, she's still a young lady and she's new to this. The zokein soveya, he's already v'chalt v'savot, like we spoke about before. V'chein gedoy l'kotn, it also works the same way faket. V'hamachzer v'eda l'bal, l'kusi. Hishva chover kusi li'Yisrael. He's hishva v'chiber kusi li'Yisrael. He's being machaber, he's putting the two together as one. He's not doing it because the Rabbi Nishom Heista Choshev Teshivim, go and give back the Seveda. We don't have a mitzvah to go and give it to the Kusi, to the Akum. They are satiated with their avodah zarah. They have no tzimoin to go and serve the Mishlan. That's why in the morning when we need a minion, you don't have a whole bunch of 100 goyim standing online that they want to join the minion. They have no interest. Only a yid has an interest to go and make the minion. So therefore, bottom line, Zok Tiyamara, these are not good things to do. If you're going to go and Maisi Bita Zoke, Maisi Ishul Ben Lekotin, Masa Ve Lekuzi, Matzvoi Sarov Etzameh, Liyav Hashem Saloyech Lai. That's the end. Now everybody's going to go and start screaming, and everybody has started screaming already, both Barry and Robert, that isn't there a din al tikkun olam al tikkun Hashem? At 100%. And Shulchan Aruch Taka said that if you're not going to give an Aveda back to a Gentile, but you're going to give it a back, it's a Chil Hashem. It's going to be in the front pages of some of the tabloids that this a Jew refused to go and give back an Aveda to a guy. He knew exactly which guy it fell from. He has simonim and all the rest. He's not giving it. Avad a terrible Chil Hashem. And such circumstances, Avad, you have to give it back. And even if there's no certain Chil Hashem, if you could have a Kiddush Hashem that might develop, yes, says in Shulchan Aruch, you should also do it, that the goyim should speak about themselves. Did you see this nice Jew? I can't believe it. He gave back my wife's diamond ring, and it was worth $10,000, $100,000, whatever. And he gave it back, and Kiddush Hashem. Oh, really, the Jew? I always thought the Jews forget. This is a famous story that I've repeated in the past with Ruvi Sharon. Ruvi Sharon was a young man who moved to the Lower East Side when he got married, and he was like a regular guy. And then they did some renovations in his apartment, and they broke through a wall, and they found there $25,000. That's not today. We're talking about 40, 50 years ago. Ruvi Sharon today is probably close to 80, maybe over 80, so maybe 60 years ago. $25,000, that was... Oh. 10 years. And who was the previous owner of that apartment for 50 years before they were not going? So the question is, does he have to give back the goy the money? So he went to Ramosha Feinstein, Zatzal, and Ramosha said, the Ikra Din, you don't have to give it back because the goy doesn't even know that the money is there. It's been there probably for 20, 30 years, probably accumulated dust. But you would make a tremendous Kiddush Hashem if you would give it back, and I give you a bracha that Mitzvah, you'll be wealthy even without it. And rumor has it that Ruvi Sharon today is one of the wealthiest Orthodox Jews. And he's, Baruch Hashem, very, very philanthropic. He gives tremendous amounts of money to yeshivas and taniyim and all the rest. Abrach ben Atzadik is a great sezach. Anyway, so Vada Tchil Hashem and Kiddush Hashem Avadi. Yeah, but the Gemara is talking about if those factors are not, don't apply. For instance, Taka, this case of Ruvi Sharon, the money was there in that wall. Could be the contractor said, this money must have been here already 25 years.
Before the guy lived there.
Maybe there was another guy before him, maybe from the Mayflower time. Anyway, bottom line is, the Gemach the Kiddush Hashem, and Gemaldik, and we continue on. Meisvei. A person should go and love his wife like himself. He gives her even more kibud. What's a kibud? It doesn't mean that he called her up for shishi, but rather, says Rashi, that he always gives her more jewelry and more jewelry. Ladies, b'derech klal, are never satisfied with the amount of jewelry. Not that they're not satisfied, but they wouldn't mind nuchazach. I'm not talking about my wife, I'm talking about from what I've heard about, what I've read over the years. A person is madrich, his children, b'derech ishara, the Torah of mitzvah is the way he's supposed to. And he marries them off close to their pirkan. The Gemara, Rashi says, some of the pirkan means adain ketanim heim. They're still ketanim, but he marries them already off. What does it say? That's a wonderful thing. It's a time mitchem sholim and the nove alochet. These are wonderful things to do. Wonderful menhogim to go and marry the wife. You should love the wife like yourself and buy her jewelry and be madrach l'mederach yishara and marry them off when they're still ketanim. What do you mean? So we just said now that one of the bad things was Hamasi Ishul Ibnai Katan. It doesn't work Ibnai Katan. And you're saying, you should do it. It's a shalom, it's good.
Marry the Katan to Katana.
Okay, but the Gemara is assuming that she's already an older. And for the Gemara, Samach Lepirkan Shani. It doesn't, if you're talking about an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 10-year-old, 11-year-old, that's Takanishgit, because he doesn't even know what really beer is all about. Yeah, they say she's a young little kid. However, we're talking Samach Lepirkan, he's already 12 and a half. There's an under a mice, 12 and a half, so he'll become a mitzvah, he'll understand, he'll get mature, etc., etc. Right, turn it about. The oiv shchenim, person who loves his shchenim. The mekarev his kroiv, the person mekarev his kroiv. The noisei es bas achoisai, person marries his own niece, which we find in the Gemara in other connections that you have to write his man and a get because shem yechapal bas achoisai. So, a person is allowed to, as everybody knows, you're allowed to go marry a niece. You cannot go and marry an aunt, but an uncle can go and marry a niece. And I'm sure people probably know of such cases, or may have heard of such cases. It happens. Person is really desperate. Instead of giving him tzedakah, you give him a halva and say, hopefully you'll be able to rebuild your business and rebuild your panos, etc. All of these things are wonderful. Your oyv shcheinim, your mekarv, your kroivim. All of these are good. You're going to call out to Hashem. Hashem yana. Hashem will answer your tefillas. Sagutisach. Turn it around. Now we're going to get a little bit into the Gemara that we touched on yesterday. If you remember, we had the beginning of the perek. Machlek is a bai verova. Machlek is a rekiven or bishmal. And we said we're going to learn about it tomorrow, and now we're going to learn about it tomorrow. And you remember the Barry said a wonderful pun yesterday with SN and the Kiva Doyish SN. Yeah, we're going to see that. Tonerban. Oyisiv SN. Now, if you look at number 4 of Dalit on your Torah Ara Shalem, this is the Makar about Chamoisai. Not only did you marry your wife, you married, you lived with your mother in law. The person must be deranged. But he did it. He lived with his mother in law. Now, the issue of Oisai, I understand, he gets right, he lived with his mother-in-law. But what's the Eshen? Them? The Isha mit the Ima, they both get Sreifa.
The
Isha, no problem. He married her normally, the Chuppah Vikidushin. There was a chief rabbi that performed, and the two wonderful Edim, and he gave out 7 Sheva Brachos to everybody else. It was a beautiful Chasana. So it should be Yisrafu Oisai, the Espoisa. Oisai going on the Ima, on the Chamois. This is the Eshen. So that's Machloek is now Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kippur. Turn about. Oysa vies hen. Zog to Bishmol. Oysa vies achas mehen divra Bishmol. Why does he learn that Essen means achas mehen? We're going to see another couple of lines. Because in Yevoni, in Greek language, the word one is Essen. We'll see more in another moment. So this is based on Greek, if you will. Rebbe, if you're saying you never heard of something like that, it's Greek to you. Exactly. Greek to me too. Rebbe Kiva Oymer. Oysa vies tehen. No, you go and kill him and both of them. Both of them, the wife didn't do anything wrong. So as Gemara is going to explain in a moment, means chamoisai and aim chamoisai. Even though it doesn't say beferish in the Torah, that's the SN. It comes to tell you not only if you live with your chamoisai, this is the Sreifa, but if you live with the grandmother-in-law, also a din of Sreifa. So to Mamai Benayu, is there a real machloek between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? Om Rabbi Mashmoy's Dorshan Ikimenai. There is no machloekis lehalocha. It's only which is the source and which is the derivative. Rabbi Shmuel Saver, Oisa the SN, Oisai, meaning the Baal, the husband that did this, the perpetrator. The Achas Mehen, who's the Achas Mehen?
The
Chamoisai. She came with Lashon Yevani, currently Achas, Hina. That's normal Greek, it's Hina, so SN means one. Ah, what about the din of Eim Chamoisai? Doesn't say in the Pasuk, we're only talking about the Chamoisai. Eim Chamoisai Midrasha Asya, that we learned from a Drasha. That was the Drasha that we had yesterday, that we learned 3 Doiris on her side, 3 Doiris on his side. We go Lamata, Lamala, Lamala, Lamata. You remember we discussed that yesterday. Okay, so, but bottom line is everybody agrees that Chamoisai and Eim Chamoisai both Osir, but I only know Eim Chamoisai based on a Drasha. Bichlal the others, but the source, the biblical, the scripture only talks about chamoisai and it means achas mehen. Fine. Rabbi Kiva Savar, oisa vi esen, oisa vi eshtayen. Who is eshtayen? Veim chamoisai achiksiva. Not that im chamoisai is a derivative we learn from the pasuk. Toshtein pasuk alech esen means shtayen both chamoisai and im chamoisai. That was a discussion we had yesterday. It says in the Mishnah that. What is that bita talking about? If it's talking about chamoisai, then you're telling me after yesh bechlal isha vita chamoisai the aim chamoisai. That's the makor. It's not yesh bechlal. Remember we discussed that yesterday. Agav the aim chomav. According to everybody, doesn't say aim chomav. So we learn out aim chamoisai. So we throw that into the Mishnah. Oto aim chomav. We throw in also chamoisai aim chamoisai. Anyway, so keep us over ois v'yasen ois v'yashtein. So there's no machloikis lahalacha. Only machloikis is mashmo is dorshim. Is it written the Fadish in the Torah, or do we learn a Mitzad HaDrasha? But both of them are in the Torah. Good. Rova Omar, Chamois Liachem Yisikrena. I know there is a Nafkimin Halacha after, we don't mean the Chamoisa after she died, because you can't live with a dead person. We'd mean that after his daughter passed away, and there's still a Chamoisa over there.
After his wife passed away.
I'm sorry, that's what I meant. I meant her daughter. Yeah. Shkoyah, thank you for correcting me. So Chamois Liachem Yisikrena means that his wife passed away. He's only left with a mother-in-law. Boy, he must be tearing his hair out. He only has a mother-in-law without a wife. So what happens now? Then Chamoisai, even the Achamisa after the wife dies, continue to be the Seifa. Rabbi Kiva Savar Isur Ba'almad is only an Isser, and there is no longer a din of Misa. You're not allowed to live with the mother-in-law, but there is no din of Seifa.
That's because the wife died.
Because the wife died. But only because the wife died. If the wife is still alive, then he would still have the din of the Seifa. But Zok Dimara, back to Numishtah. So notice on the when we started off in the Skolin, we started in Nun Gimel, we went all the way to Samachay, 22 blot. Then we started off in the Srafim, it's only one blot and a half. And now we go to Eilah HaNerogin, this is like with Sayov, right. This is Hereg.
Right.
There are only two that get Hereg, right? In the Skolin, we had a list of about 20. Then we got to the list of the Nisrafim, it's only two, which is 10. Because in the case of Chamoisa, we added on the Vitam, the Vitoyim, the Basmanoim, but all only all says derivatives. Really all derivatives of the Chamoisa, and then the Baskoy. So it was only two, but we amplified and we added. Here it's only two, Mamish. Two, Meherig is only two, Haritzeach, someone who killed somebody else, Chas V'Shalom, then you give him Sayev. Vajir Nidachas also says, Befeish of the Torah, the Becherv. Okay, so now the Mishnah adds. What are examples of Reitzeach? Reitzeach doesn't have to be dafka with a bow and arrow or a spear or a knife. It could be be'evin and be'barzel. And in fact, the Torah itself says that if a person oy be'evin yod, oy be'kli eitz yod, he went and killed somebody, any type of instrument that you use to kill, he's a Reitzeach. And even v'kavish olav v'toicha mayim, oy v'toicha or. What happens if somebody fell into the water, or he's swimming, and then somebody else holds him down and doesn't allow him to come up? The Gemara is going to be medayik from our Mishnah. We're not talking about that the Reitzeach pushed him into the water. He either fell into the water, or he was swimming on his own.
So it's not a grumma.
But yeah, exactly. So what he do? But he's holding him down. He's holding him down, mm-hmm. not allowing him to come up and for air. And he leaves him there 5 minutes, 10 minutes, holding him down. Or the teichor, he was going to go and flee from the fire. And the other guy locks him in. Then yochel al hashem. As a result, he can't get out. Umeis chayv. When I was duffel the teichor mind, he pushed him into the water. Or the teichor. Okay, the guy is going to, embarrassed and humiliated. As soon as he comes out of the swimming pool, he's going to give him a punch in the nose. What business do you have pushing me into the water, into the fight? Abla Maisa, Yochel Alas Misham. And what did he decide? I want that person to go and get Misa. He's such a bad guy. I'm going
to
dafka stay in the water.
Just and despite him.
Despite him. And guess what happens? Nebuch is a real mess. And he passed away. Then he's spotted. Because even though he pushed him into the water, and he pushes away. But he could have saved himself. Who told you not to save yourself? Idiot. Finally, she's the way is as a nachash. Shisa means to incite, to provoke, to instigate a kelev or a nachash to go and bite, and the kelev and nachash did it, that part, because that's like only a groma. The kelev and the nachash didn't have to do it. I incited it, go, Fido, go, blah, 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 blah. But he didn't have to do it, so therefore it's only a groma, you're part. However, he should voice a nachash means that you take the actual nachash itself, by the collar, by the neck, so to speak, and you put it next to the other guy's fingers, guy's leg, whatever, and he bites. Oh, the machlekes would be the machai v'cham and poitu. What's the base of that machlekes? We'll see in the Imar. The Imar is going to say whether the eris of a nachash, whether it's between his teeth or whether it's in the body, therefore it's a groma or it's actually.
It's attenuated.
Exactly. So we'll talk about that more tomorrow. Okay. Omishmur. So Shmuel is now medayik. In the Pasuk, as we quoted before, towards the end of Bamidbar, when it talks about the din of a Ritzech, it says, Oy be'evin yod, or be'kli eitz yod. But when it says barzel, it doesn't say be'kli barzel, or yad barzel. It just says barzel. I'll tell you why. Shabarzel name is be'kosho. If you're talking about barzel, for instance, you have a metal needle, you can go and take a needle and chas v'shalom be sticking the other guy's throat into his into his ear, trachea is the
windpipe.
The windpipe. Okay, fine. So you put in the trachea, and chas v'shalom, the person will die. If it's
In rea maybe into the lungs.
Well, I'm only telling you what Rashi said. Rashi's guy says beveshit. Beveshit is the food pipe. Okay, it's a chalakam. Okay, but you get the idea. Right. So therefore, it doesn't have to have a yad. It could be so miniature, and you put in the pin in the wrong place. That's what Philip Kosher. Tanu Yachar Rebbe Yoyim Kol Yidul Tnei Mishamam Oyol Shabbaz and Mainus Kosher. Tichlin and Torah Boy Shir. That's why Torah said that's after Yad. Vani Mili the Bars in Mivret. That's only if you're using it point first, and you point it and you settle it into the other person.
But pierce it.
You pierce it. If you're going to use the side of it, like using a knife or a sword, then of course that's Gunish. Then you have to taka mitayad. If you want to go and kill somebody with a sword or with a knife, then you have to go back and forth a couple of times. In Mivret Mizu, you just point it in, Nebuch, the guy dies. So you get the point. Good. Right. The Kabbalish all of the Tichamai. So you can more Reisha Buzuka Mashalan, Sefer Buzuka Mashalan. Reisha Buzuka Mashalan, Avgav Tolav Iyu Dochvay. I didn't put him in the water. He was in the water, he was swimming, or he fell in by himself. If I didn't allow him to escape and I held him down, he's chayv. Sefer Buzuka Mashalan, Avgav the Dochvay. I pushed him in the water. Kim the Yochalalas Misham, he could have gone out on his own. Then he's afraid to more Kavish Midon. How do I attack him? No Kavish. That he's, after all, he didn't push him in, he's just holding him down. I'm sure the Amakrat says, Oy be Eva, the extra Oy says Rashi, comes the Rabbi, says, Mitzamtzeim, that even though he didn't start it off, the guy was there inside the water, I'm Mitzamtzeim his ear. I didn't allow him to come up the ear, so that's the Tzimtzum, that's old enough to be Chayiv al Tzretzeh. Now the Gemara is going to try to transfer this type of thought from a person, Lahavdil, to an animal. And that is, I have my next door neighbor, he owns a bunch of behemoths. Throughout the day they sun themselves outside, it's nice and warm, it's a machayet. However, 12 o'clock they all go into the barn, into the shed, because it's beating down. And chas v'sholem, if they don't drink and if they don't eat, you know, they can get sunstroke and they can pega, they can die. And that's what this fellow did. The next door neighbor, he didn't allow them to go into the cool shade, 12 o'clock. He's mitzamtzim al chiyusa de chavre. He was mitzamtzim them. Chiyusa means the behemoth of his chavre, b'shimsha, in the sun, umeis, and they died. So what's the din now? Are you chayv or are you pater? Ravina mechayv, Rav Achva Rav is pater. Ravina mechayv, kal v'choyna. When it comes to Reitzeach, there's a major difference between Shoygik and Amazed. Amazed, you go and get Hereg.
Right.
If it's B'Shoygik, you go to the Orei Mikla. So obviously, there's a big difference. Nevertheless, Chia Boisa Mitzamtim Torah says, Oy Be'eva Mitzamtim is Chayit. That's the Mishnah in Bava Kamma that says that a person who's a Mazik, even if it's in the middle of the night, and he goes and gives the guy a clap, and he knocks out his eye or something like that. Bein or bein yoshim. What's it in? He's chayv. Say it in chayv ben esam mitzamtzi. He should certainly be mechayv. Even though he's a mazik over here, he's not killing a person. He's killing the animal to kill a mazik. So then avade should be mechayv al mitzamtzi. Makes a lot of sense. Rav Achmar al pointer. Omer of Shash, my time, devu diabo. What's the reason for Zaydis Pshat? The pointer. On the question of the posse, Moist Yumas Amake Reitzeach. Who? Reitzeach who the chayv lan mitzamtzi. There's a Zaydis Akasa only by Reitzeach that the Torah said of mitzamtzi. You have an exception to the rule. Even though normally Ben Shoyi Gemez is a karatzim, here the Torah says mitzamtim is potter. She only chayiv on the person chas v'sholem mitzamtim, and not on the property. We stop over here. Continue mitzvah tomorrow. Omar Rava, have a wonderful day. Thanks.